this can't be the band that you want representing Scotland, right?
Why would you come out with this?
You'd rather have some Snow Patrol or Frightened Rabbit or something like that.
Everywhere we go, we have this. Before we enter a building,
I apologize.
A party, a pub, you name it, we have the Proclaimers blasting 500 miles.
Is there a song other than this? Like in Scotland, did they have a backup hit?
There's many, but like the words are very simple to remember when you've had a beer. So
yes, it is.
It works. It's universal.
Well, it is Rich, Ken, Ted, Johnson, 93.7 WEEI, and that is the voice of Kat Harvey, and she is from Scotland STV Radio, and she is here in America covering the Tartan Army, something I am learning all about right now, Ken.
And by the way, our insider is presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Double your winnings at the Fanatics Sportsbook. 100% profit boost. Fanatics Sportsbook, where winning hits different.
All right. The Tartan Army. Kat, I have to tell you, I until yesterday,
yeah,
I was saying I don't feel like the World Cup is here. And I went walking down. I had to go to the Prudential yesterday, and it was Scottish accents everywhere I went.
Yes.
You guys roll deep.
We do. And we party hard. And we're loud. And we're musical. And just for context, so at the Euros in 2024... Scottish fans were voted on German television as the best supporters of the Euros.
Wow.
The last time we were at a World Cup, and by the way, this is why we're going big and we're going hard. We haven't been at a World Cup for 28 years.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
28 years. So this is massive for us. So there's if you were 35 or under, you probably would never remember Scotland being at a World Cup.
Sure.
So that's why everyone has sold their houses, they've left their families, they've basically done everything, they're skiving off work, they're here, and we're in Boston for two games, which is incredible.
Which is wild, and I think that haven't you guys declared a bank holiday in Scotland for the first game?
Yeah, we have, but it's 2 days after the game, which says it all.
it's the hangover.
Yeah, the game in our time, so it's Saturday night your time, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning our time.
So the game starts at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
Scotland.
Yeah, so there's a 5 hour time difference. It's a big difference. So you can imagine everyone has to go to the pub at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Oh,
so they're
God.
Not getting home till 5 a.m. But then the bank holiday's not that day; it's the next day.
Oh, that's so great.
So yeah, that just shows you it's a big, big thing for us. It really, really is.
All right, so paint a picture for me of the Tartan Army.
The Tartan Army. I mean, we're very colourful. The tartan, it's in the word, right? So everyone in Scotland has a clan. Like your name, your past is linked to a clan, and each clan has its own tartan. So you'll see loads of men in kilts, which, if you're not familiar, is a kind of plaid skirt. But
sure.
But don't ever say that, because it's for big Highlanders, you know.
Like, yeah.
Have you seen Highlander Braveheart?
Oh, sure, of course.
So don't tell anyone that they're wearing a skirt. So everyone has their own clan. So most people will be wearing the tartan that belongs to their family.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the best thing about, you know, coming to America is everybody has a Scottish grandpa or a granny or their auntie. Anywhere in the East Coast of America has a really strong connection to either Scotland or Ireland.
Yeah.
So the tartan bit is that. The army is just because there's loads of us.
Yeah.
There's like literally no trouble ever. We are very self-policing. We just like to have fun.
Did I hear that they ran out of liquor on one of the planes that everyone was coming on?
No. They've run out of that on all the planes.
So where are you staying? Is everybody congregated downtown, or just wherever you can find
it? No, to be honest, it's the whole East Coast of America. I mean, right. I have pals that flew into Chicago because it was like $100 cheaper. Now, like, you do know you have to get to Boston. So I'm in a little Airbnb near Fenway Park.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And everybody else is just scattered all over the place. But you'll find us.
Yeah.
We'll find you.
Was it affordable, your Airbnb? Or?
No. Literally, I won't be able to put my heating on for the next 10 years when I go home. I've never, ever, and that's been the big thing, you know, looking at the serious side of it.
Yeah.
We have never been to a tournament that's so expensive. Insane how expensive it is. From the, I guess, the cost of living here is really, really high. I
mean, it is.
For context, we can get a pint of beer for under $5 at home.
Yeah.
And you're not getting that here.
Oh, hell no, you're not.
And also, like in Scotland, we don't tip the way you tip. So we're all getting, like tipping your server.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So you guys don't...
You do. A general thing is you would say 10% of the bill.
Yeah.
But over here, like, they chase after you and ask what's wrong if you don't leave that.
It's 20%.
Rich does $2 a drink, right?
I think three. If you're doing a drink, it's $2 a drink. That's kind of the standard.
That's what I'm trying. We all now know that. So it's just trying to learn that. So we're not being, we've never done it before.
Well, that was one of the things that there was complaints about, because they filed something to have the bars stay open later. I think they usually close at 2, but now they're open till 3.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people are just like, hang on, a lot of people from like international travelers don't tip, because it's in other countries. They don't tip as much. They don't tip as well.
It's just not a thing. Yeah. It's just not a thing. Yeah. I mean, we will always leave 10% and stuff like that, but now we know, right, okay. Because we now worked out, if you give them more, you get served faster.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I learn fast.
You tip them big at the beginning. Oh, that's a Boston trick. You tip them big at the beginning, and that way we remember you at the bar when you go back up
there. Yeah, but what a city, though. The welcome we've had so far. I've only been here a couple of days, and everybody just wants to talk.
Oh, good.
I'm astonished, though, that not that many people know why we're here.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to ask you about. Because that we just played part of a report.
Yep.
And I was saying this on the air yesterday, is that I couldn't feel any kind of presence for the World Cup. As a matter of fact, I went and picked up my son at the airport the other day. And, you know, we've had the Super Bowl is our big thing here with football.
Course.
And so when you go to a Super Bowl city, when you land in the airport, I mean, you feel like it's, you're engulfed in ads and Super Bowl this, Super Bowl that. And I went to the airport. There's like a sign or two, like nothing too crazy. And around town, I couldn't feel really anything. And it wasn't until I heard all the accents and the huge crowd in front of the hotel where Mbappe is, you know, that I realized, oh, yeah, I forgot the World Cup is here.
I need to point out, we are only just warming up. If you thought you heard singing yesterday, we're just warming up.
So how do you guys celebrate? Like give me an example. Like if I was to stumble into, let's say they win. Let's say Scotland wins their first game.
Does it get
violent? Stumble was a good choice of words. we do like to party. We do like a drink every now and again.
Yeah.
We don't win that often, but I mean we've got a good team at the moment.
You're the favourite on Saturday, right? I mean,
yes. Okay. But it's a difficult group because we're the only group in the whole World Cup that's got two teams that are in the top 10. Both of which are not us. So, but when we win, we go for it. We really need to go for it. But Scottish people are, you know, it's the kind of Celtic way. We like storytelling. We love live music.
Yeah.
So you'll find us anywhere that there's somebody with a guitar singing, and we all join in.
Okay.
We love to sing.
Excellent.
We don't have to be good at it.
Yeah.
But also like to embrace the local cultures, and like we'd like to go where you guys go, and we all want pictures with, here's my new best friend from Boston.
Well, you're going to be over towards Fenway Park tomorrow night. You know, the Red Sox are back.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get to see a decent amount of what they call them mass holes, which is people from
mass holes.
Yeah, from Massachusetts. Yeah. They're mass holes.
Yeah.
That's the people.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So make sure you go down there and you'll see like a decent amount of them after
the
game.
Will I get into trouble if I call them a mass hole?
No, it's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Don't try that in Scotland. Well, we're actually, do you know about the big march on Sunday then?
No. What is that?
Okay, so there's a big march. So the Boston Red Sox, there was so many Tartan Army in town, and obviously, gosh, you've got us for 10 days. What do we do? We can't drink for, we could, but no, it's not very good for you. So
sure.
For 10 days, we need to try and do something, and somebody in the Tartan Army come up with the idea, well, there's a baseball series on, why don't we go and we'll go and take in a baseball game.
Yeah. So, you're going to see some bad baseball.
Oh, really?
Sox stink.
That's
well,
bad
listen,
year.
We know nothing about it, so we don't care. Yeah.
So you're going to go there just having
we're
no idea what's going on?
Experience. I went for a walk around the Fenway Park this morning, and I just got goosebumps. I love old stadiums.
Oh,
you know,
it's great.
That way?
The stadium's
great. And
I just
saw it, and I just thought, oh, my goodness, the memories. And, and like, sport is different, right? So, like, Scotland is a football country, it is. But it's family, it's friends, it's the memories to make, it's the people that you go with, it's like taking your kids and the fact that your dad took you and stuff like that. And I just got goosebumps outside that stadium. So you're now telling me it's going to be rubbish?
No, the stadium's great. Yeah, the team playing inside of it stinks.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah, no. Fenway Park is unbelievable. Right, it really is a great place to go see a game. But this is an all-time bad team.
So on Sunday then, there's 5,000 Scottish people going to the Boston Red Sox
game.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
And we have a march from, is it the Bays in Boston?
The home plate? Or no?
No.
The base?
Bay. Boston Bay?
Oh, Back Bay?
Back Bay. That's it.
That's the area. Back Bay. It's the general area.
Which is like where I heard all the Scottish people yesterday over by the Prudential Mall. Yeah.
So we have an official march that's been approved, like with just basically lots of Scottish people walking along our street.
Wow, that's great.
Okay.
Going to the baseball to watch the team that you're now telling me are rubbish to have a night out. And I think it's the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. You're very well informed.
So thank you. I Googled.
Are you worried about getting to the actual stadium Saturday night? Do you have plans, like, to how to get... You know it's not in the...
For the football.
It's way the hell out there. Yeah.
No, that's been an absolute nightmare, to be honest, because logistically, everyone's been planning for months for this World Cup. And, the price of the train tickets quadrupled in the space of match day.
Right.
And that's not on. You know,
that's not on.
Well, it is, but it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the day before, I think the tickets were like $12, and it's like $80.
It's $80, yeah, and hard to get to from Fenway. Now you have to get down to South Station. I would imagine, right, to get on the train. So yeah. We'll have to draw you a map.
This isn't real, is it, Stiz? Okay, so you were talking about the price of things.
Yeah.
Our producer Stiz, he just sent me this thing from Boston Stadium, which is usually Gillette Stadium, where you guys are gonna be playing.
Oh, don't tell me.
If you want a thing of popcorn, it's $13.
Disney on Ice?
Ice cream, it is $8.
They don't want that. They want the beer. What's the beer price?
It doesn't even have the beer on here. But, I mean, beer's usually like $20 at a lot of these
Are you picky
games.
About the beer? Does it matter? What do you think of the local beer?
We drink anything.
Oh, okay.
Sam Adams is the best.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
But I've heard it's very good.
Yeah, yes.
Sam Adams, yes. I went, is that the, there's a pub with a nice sort of beer garden that overlooks Quincy's Market?
Yeah, that's true. Right,
yeah,
over
I was recording stuff there earlier.
Oh, nice.
It seemed very good.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, my friend had a pint and thought it was lovely.
You can go to Bell and Hand. It's like the oldest, is it the oldest tavern,
yeah,
I think, in America? It's right down there. Yeah.
I've actually got you some Scottish goodies for you.
What do
you got?
You
got some haggis?
Well, there's actually, no, you're not allowed haggis. You know that?
What?
You banned it, not us.
We banned it here?
We banned haggis?
Really?
I actually don't even know what haggis is. I just know it's Scottish. What is it?
Yeah.
Well,
it's like meat.
Which animal is it?
It's the bits that you normally wouldn't eat.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like testicles.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't know what haggis is.
I'm not coming to yours for dinner.
We said the parts we need, I'll eat almost anything. We eat hot dogs.
It's like awful.
What is haggis?
You know, your kidney and all that. It's kind of mushed up, and it's got oatmeal in it and pepper.
And it's sheep? It's a sheep?
It sounds disgusting.
It was served in a sheep's stomach.
Ah.
Right? And it does sound disgusting, but it's actually really nice.
Okay.
It's like any kind of spicy sausage meat. You banned it. American banned it.
Oh boy, sorry.
Oh, so
about
okay.
That.
So none of yeah. okay. So,
so
we,
not
what
you guys.
We didn't want to. Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, there you go. So the fun part of this is.
And I like how you called it. It's not plaid. You pronounced it a different way. Played. That's how you actually.
Yeah, it's just a tartan. Yeah, it's like a check. So this came from the funny story is it came from Visit Scotland, who are our official tourist body.
Oh wow.
And
butter shortbread.
Yeah, it's just I'm just bribing you with sugar.
Now this is.
Is this a beer?
It's not a beer. So Iron Brew is Scotland's national drink.
Wow.
Iron Brew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
It's a soft drink?
It's a soft drink.
It's like a cola?
But it outsells cola and Pepsi. It's the only country in the world that the local drink outsells Pepsi and cola.
Oh, okay. I didn't get you anything, so I will grab something from the
studio. Okay. I don't need stuff.
Yeah,
random beer.
Yeah,
random beer is great.
Give her a beer. Take that. Potato crisps. How about that?
So it's just some Scottish goodies.
Now, your accent I can understand, but there are some people that I cannot from Scotland. So how many the people that are here in the Tartan Army, are they all from different parts of the country?
The whole country, yes. And you'll tend to find the further north you go, the more... Not difficult accent because it's a lovely accent. It's just there's regional variations.
Are there some people that even you don't know what they're saying?
I think I can now interpret.
Okay.
Do you have a hard time understanding some Americans? Like, do we sound strange?
Not really, no, because we get so much American television and movies and things like that, so we're all quite used to it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I guess, are there certain words that are in English are not... Like, you can't say or...
Well, yeah, there's a really... We actually got... It was a really funny thing somebody put up on one of the Tartan Army group chats, because in Scotland, a kind of colloquial term for a sandwich is a piece. So it's like a piece with cheese or a piece with meat.
Okay.
And apparently in America, that's like a gun.
It can be a gun,
But then there's also, I got my side piece, you know, which is like a girlfriend on the side.
So basically, we were told not to go through customs and tell them that you had, like, a piece in your bag that your mom had made for you or something.
So. You definitely don't want to do that. There was a great word. When I heard you were coming on, I went to the website and I was watching some of the videos you guys had, and you used the word... Snog, which is that like
oh,
what
a
is,
snog?
Yeah, what is a snog?
A snog is oh my goodness! How did what website were you watching?
They were talking about going to the cave. Like somebody called into your show and said, "I remember
snog,
Kat and I went to the cave."
So, like, see when you would go to like a nightclub or a disco, and at the end of the night you had a kiss with somebody.
Yeah.
So just like a kiss.
Oh, it's a snog.
That's a snog.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh. It sounds like a very, it's it sounds more vulgar than it actually
no,
is.
No, there's it's quite innocent, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shortbread is great. Bad. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where's the team staying, by the way? Are they downtown somewhere?
Charlotte, I think.
Oh. Charlotte?
Yeah.
That's a long drive. That's like 20 hours, I think, from here.
Yeah, I think they fly in.
Okay.
Flying for the game and then go back to North Carolina?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Really?
That's unbelievable.
They might have, they usually have like one night in the whole city.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll tell because there's usually a big branded bus. Okay. Just feeling all the kids go down and
do you guys have a bus? You said you threatened to come in the tartan bus, or no?
Oh, we have tartan taxis. So it's taxi. Not us. Again, it's Visit Scotland who are just trying to promote Scotland to America because do you know that you're our number one visitors?
Bro, I did not
really?
Know that.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Yep. If I wanted to go drink with some Scottish people, where would I go? Like, where would
in
I go?
In Scotland or here?
Here. Like, where are you guys gathering? Like, I want to hang out.
They're marching.
Like, I want to be part of this.
Other you want to be part of this?
Yeah,
well,
I do.
You need to come downtown.
Okay.
And then
I live downtown.
Perfect. Well, we'll all come to your house then.
do your phones work here? You got it working?
Yes.
Yes,
we're all good with that. Yeah. Why don't I drop you a pin later?
Yes.
And you can come and join us.
I'm going to give you my number. I'm honestly going to take you up on this.
I think you should.
I want to hang out with the Tartan Army.
Should. We're going to have fun. I mean, we do kind of gravitate to Irish bars.
Love it.
But anywhere that's got live music.
And isn't that honest, a rivalry with Ireland or no?
Well, no, because we're both kind of Celtic countries. So like Ireland, Wales and Scotland are all much of, you know, we all get on.
Okay, good.
There's a couple great Irish bars downtown. Yeah, of course.
Well, that's a great rivalry, isn't
it?
Scotland,
of course.
England.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I will. Okay, drop me. I drop because I know some good Irish bars that you would love.
Fantastic.
And I
feel like this is like sharing culture.
Yes. Yeah. Without a question. All right. So, what should we expect from the game? Is the team any good?
Blowout.
Well, do you know we've got the best team I think we've had in a long time. We've got a lot of players that play in the English Premiership, which is probably one of the best leagues in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a player called Scott McTominay, who was nominated for the Ballon d'Or, which is basically the best players in the world.
Okay.
So we've never really had that for a long, long time. So he's really good.
Yeah.
He plays for Napoli. We've got players that play in Serie A, you know, the big Italian league as well. So I think, truthfully, if we finish third and get out the group, that's amazing.
That
because
would be
amazing. Scotland, this is our 9th World Cup, as I said, the first one in 28 years, but we have never, ever get out the group stages before.
Awesome.
And then would you stay?
Ever.
Would you, like, find the money to stay somehow and go wherever it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd sell my flat. I'll move in with you guys.
Yeah, come on in.
Why the hell not?
Well, the Boston hospitality is so good. Somebody will put me up. It'll be fine.
Okay. Sure. No question. All right. Yeah. Well, Kat, as I said, I now have an official, like a favorite team I'm rooting for in this
totally.
Whole thing.
Oh, please do, because we do need backing from everybody, and we're a nice bunch. And
you certainly are.
As I said, we've never got out the group stages before, so, you know, come on, root for the underdog.
Excellent. Well, Kat Harvey from Scotland STV Radio.
Presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here, Rich.
That's right. And she is with the, she's covering the Tartan Army, who's here, and the, of course, your Scottish team. Thank you so much, Kat, for coming in.
It's been an absolute blast. Thank you so much.
And
I look forward to
if you win, you got to come back on with us. All right?
No bother. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Awesome.
2 days later,
Yes, that's right. Of course. Thank you, Kat, so much. All right. 2 minutes. We'll be right back. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson, except Krishna Arcan is in today. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937 or go to the Odyssey app, launch us a take grenade, press that little microphone button, leave us a message, and we play that later on in the show. The NBA Finals have been everything that you would want. It has been absolutely intense, amazing basketball, also amazing in the fact of just how badly these teams are blowing it, or at least the Spurs have been blowing these games. The 29 point cover behind a loss is not only an ass kicker, but that's on the heels of Wembanyama throwing the basketball to the back of Castle to lose the second game. It's like you could not lose in two more embarrassing ways. I mean, that's youth. That things like that are going to happen, but my God, you didn't think it was going to be this drastic.
You were this iconic. Your Atlanta Falcons 28-3 iconic, and I've seen those Knicks jerseys with the 29 on the back. Those are going to take off like all over the place.
You know what? It's true. Yeah. Now, unless the Spurs come back and win. If the Spurs come back and win, then you can just laugh off the 28-3 comparison.
Do you give that a shot now to see Wemby's quotes here? Is he guaranteeing the comeback or sort of like He said, pump himself up.
He said, we expect to come back, I think was his quote. And I got no problem with that. Hell yeah. That's what I want to hear a player say. We expect to come back.
3-1, like,
what is he supposed to say?
I don't mind calling your shot if it's a game 7 and it's tied, but you just got embarrassed. And you're down 3-1 in the series, and you're this guy seems just too cocky by
half. He said he knows.
Yeah.
He said,
we're coming back?
Yeah, I know we're going to come back.
Who minds that? You guys really mind that?
Yes.
I don't mind that. I just think he's going to look like an idiot.
But he already looks like an idiot through the bell of the back of his teammate in game two.
The sound bite that's going to be used against him over and over in the future. Like, why set yourself up?
That's going to be the 14th, like, most embarrassing thing that he's done this postseason. Why would you care if you're him at this point? Sure. And you know what it probably is him trying to convince himself. He's saying that out there just so he goes... What's that? What is that? We'll play that clip.
We're going to do it. Everybody knows we're going to do it.
Man, he's got such a low voice.
Everybody knows, huh?
He's like a human vuvuzela.
I don't find him very likable. As the series goes on, I'm disliking him more and more. He's turning me into a Knicks fan, which is strange.
Oh, stop. Stop. You're much better than a Knicks fan.
Thank you.
And at least you're not throwing eggs at Wembanyama. So I don't know if you saw it after the game, but of course... There was more crap from Knicks fans. And by the way, that list that we did yesterday, the blind list of the worst fans in sports, since it was blind, they unfortunately didn't have the Knicks at number one. They're the worst fans in sports. There's not even a, after what you've seen over the last two games.
What's wrong? Oh, that's the bus.
They're the worst fans in sports.
Well, now we did not have on our list Vancouver Canucks fans. So if they actually rioted and tore the city apart after losing. So if you're going to have the Knicks as the worst just based on this, don't by default Vancouver have to be on there somewhere?
Sure, but at least the Canucks rioted after they lost everything. This was one game.
Yeah,
this was game 3.
Yeah, 3 M.
You lost one game and you did that. Yeah, Canucks definitely deserve to be on that list. So Wembanyama was asked about the guy who threw eggs at his head, and here's what he had to say.
Hello, Wemby.
Sacre bleu!
I didn't really think much of it. I just saw that one video of the eggs. I didn't see any other one. But it's okay. I don't dislike it. Obviously, it's not good at all. But it doesn't bother me.
Did your bus get it?
Yeah, we did hear some things, yeah. I didn't see any. I have no idea. I think it was a bottle because it was like water in the bus. But I don't know. I didn't see anything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else you're going to say. I mean, the dude's...
He's lost.
He's not worried about that.
I hear that, and I think they're losing in Game 5 now. I thought maybe they would extend the series, but it just seems like a guy who's grasping.
They're too young. They're just doing dumb stuff. They've never been in this position, and they're all inexperienced, and I think that the talent is immense. Like, they have so much talent, but they just don't have the experience.
You go and split screen for USA Paraguay with the Knicks Spurs Game 5?
No, but I do want to watch the Scotland game.
Oh, yeah.
That's tomorrow night at 9.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm definitely going split screen on that. No question.
Very good.
Absolutely. All right. 617-779-7937. We have to do an experiment next. There were some people who were at the Knicks game who, as a Boston sports fan, you should absolutely hate. But do you really? We'll put that to the test next. Good. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Christian Arcan here live from a very hot and sweaty Fenway Park covered in Scottish soccer fans. Apparently there's thousands of them going to the game tonight, and we are in the Ford Clubhouse at Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. Okay, so there was a picture that I saw somebody putting up on social media. And it was of some of the many celebrities that were courtside for the New York Knicks game the other day. And it was a photo of Eli Manning sitting next to Derek Jeter. And it was some like Boston sports blog that had posted it up there. And they said it was something along the lines of Boston still hates you or something like that. It was like Boston will never forgive you. And I remember looking at that picture and I was thinking to myself, I know that I should not like these guys, but I might kind of be over it. So I think every once in a while, you kind of have to step back and do something that I like to call a hate check. Let's take a look. You know what? Let's let it roll. Let's go. Let's. What do you got, Stiz?
It's time for a hate check.
Hate check.
angry.
Very nice.
Nice job.
And so, gentlemen, this is an experiment. I wrote down the names of a bunch of people that, as Boston sports fans, we are supposed to hate.
I know who's at the top of your list.
Well, I mean, no. This is no. I'm going to throw these out there, and I just want you to tell me one or two things: either dead to me, or we cool. All right.
All right. But again, top of your list, Taylor Swift. That triggered you the most yesterday.
Taylor Swift dead to me. And it was only after the Knicks game. And here's why. Is that because 2 weeks earlier, she was rooting for the Knicks to lose at the Cavs game with her boyfriend.
That. Her people came to her defense vehemently and said she was side-eyeing her boyfriend at the Cavs game.
There's pictures of it.
You were courtside at the game. If you love the Knicks so much, wear an effing Knicks shirt.
Have some balls.
Right. If you're Captain Knicks, courtside, like punny
Stevie Nicks
thing, wear your effing Knicks colors.
Yeah.
You are a poser. An absolute poser who wanted to be on TV. And I have never once called out Taylor Swift for being at any of the football games. Matter of fact, I thought it was funny people whose heads exploded because she was up at the game. I have no problem with that. But that to me was the ultimate in posing. Oh, I love the Knicks. You were courtside rooting for the Cavs against the Knicks 2 weeks earlier.
So she's dead to you.
She's dead to me.
Okay.
All right. What are you dead to me or are we cool with Taylor Swift?
We cool.
Yeah, we cool.
I like Taylor Swift.
I'm okay with that. I don't want her fans coming at me.
Oh.
Fear of the fans.
I celebrate her catalog.
Of course. All right. Then let's start with the obvious one. Eli Manning. Ken, we'll go with you first.
I am cool with Eli, and I think it's the commercial with Danny DeVito, which has done it. He really has proven to be actually, I mean, we saw the Marcelo Meyer, the nadir of commercials with the car shield.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Eli is, he's found a way to be charming. I like him better than Peyton, much better than Peyton.
Okay.
I don't think the Manning casts are really like a difference maker, but he just seems harmless enough that I'm buying in and I'm cool with it.
All right.
Dead to me. I'll never like Eli Manning. And I do think that he has like an affable personality.
Yes.
And, you know, on those Manning casts, he's not bad. I think Peyton's better on those than he is, but I'll never get over 07. That'll never happen.
I think he's a derp. which means I feel sorry for him, so we cool.
Okay, well, see, that was my thing with Leafs fans yesterday. When we ranked the worst franchises, I think Leafs fans embody that sort of derp.
Yeah.
And Maple Leaf Square, and you can't really hate them.
Right,
you
know, it's like picking on a derp. I mean, the guy is obviously a mouth breather. And you don't want to, like, I mean, he's got issues anyway, so we cool. Eli, we're cool. All right, Kyrie Irving.
Dead to me, or are we cool? Dead, beyond.
Let's go.
Top of the dead. I mean, what is the redeeming quality of Kyrie at this point? I can't think of one thing that would make him endearing to you.
Entertainment.
Christian? Dead to me, but a good villain. One of the last good villains the Celtics have.
He was the greatest villain of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
In Boston sports, there has not been one that's been better than Kyrie Irving. And beating him was just wonderful. Like, it was delicious. But now that he's been beaten and been humbled.
No, he's not humbled.
He's still dead to me. All right. That's a tough one to get over. That's a wound that might not ever heal.
Does this mean like someone I'd root for again, maybe? Like,
no, just like you don't have any hate towards him.
I don't hate him anymore.
It's a hate check.
All right.
All right? Yep. Once again, this is a hate check. Every once in a while, you kind of got to go back and look at some of the people that you used to hate and see if you still hate him or at times like healed all wounds. All right. Here's the next one. This is a tough one. Roger Goodell.
Ooh, boy.
Ken. Dead to me or are we cool?
We're not cool. Dead to me is probably strong. If there was a middle, I'd go there, but it's not cool. So dead to me. The guy's just, I mean, talk about fraudulent and poser. I mean, that's the embodiment of it.
Krishna Arcan?
Dead to me too. I mean, there's a million reasons why, but the main one is that he holds the water for all the owners, and I think the NFL owners are mostly a bunch of a-holes.
Not to mention the bro hugs at the draft every year. Just every pick, and it's just...
Boo!
Yeah.
I would say the article that was in Sports Illustrated where he bragged about being a badass bartender who broke up fights like he was effing Superman, dead to me, and he will always be dead to me, and it has nothing to do with the Deflategate. It has to do with that dumb article.
Now, Gary Bettman, like, if you're going to go commissioners, I think, like, he's sort of harmless. He's a derp, but again, it's Gary Bettman.
We cool.
It's not Goodell hate.
Right, no. And I'm not one of those people who got, like, super mad at him back in the day. There's people in that whole, like, Deflategate thing that I'm still mad at. He's not, I mean, I just think he's just a douche who's...
Following orders.
Yeah, you're sure. Well, no,
losers.
He's
like a douche.
Yeah, yes, that is true. Okay, hate check. The movie Fever Pitch.
Oh.
Ken.
Awful hate. Will not watch it. Hate the whole thing.
I've never seen it. So Dead to Me. I've never seen it. Okay. I've never watched the movie.
Just cringe.
I've never seen that movie.
So I have actually seen Fever Pitch recently twice with no sound.
What?
Because it seems every time I come back on a flight that's to Boston, everyone's either watching Good Will Hunting or Fever Pitch.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I've watched it. I'm not anybody
who's dialing that up to watch it.
It's because I'm going to Boston. Want to see Boston-y movies. Fever Pitch sucked.
Watch The Departed.
You guys
watch
are a bunch of curmudgeons. It's a feel good movie, man.
What?
I hate that they ran on the field when they won in real life. Like, get out of here.
Right. They ruined an awesome moment, like a historic moment. They ruined it. And then there was like Jimmy Fallon. That's the great thing about baseball. You can't fake it. You can't fake it.
Yeah. Good, Jimmy.
Thank you. So Dead to Me.
Thank you.
All right. On the hate check. Ray Lewis. Dead to Me or We Cool?
That's a good one.
Let's start with Christian.
I think We Cool. I think I'm cool with Ray Lewis. I don't know if I ever really hated Ray Lewis.
Really?
I didn't, you know, I respect, he was not someone you wanted to play, but I didn't have to play against him. And he was like, you know, kind of a fun, animated guy. Like, yeah, I was always kind of cool with Ray Lewis.
What I respect
except
is
when
that
he said when he was part of that murder.
Well, yeah,
allegedly.
Except for the white suit.
Yeah.
I do like that he's gone away. Some guys just stick around and you can't get rid of them. I mean, in a weird way, Brady. We've talked about that, but not to put him in that category. But I do think cool. It's enough time has passed.
When he did his Hall of Fame speech and his brain exploded on stage when he kept yelling 5-15-75
numerology. Yeah.
I just realized that my man's had a bad life. I mean, he's like he's not living a good life right now. I should say.
Was he around for the Miami run last year? I didn't see him on the sideline. Not like Michael Irvin.
With the turnover chain.
Yeah,
everything?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he was. All I know is that Ray Lewis's brain is scrambled, and so we cool. We cool, man.
He might not be cool.
I mean, right? He might not be cool, but I'm not gonna hate on the guy now. I mean,
by the way, has a statue. That's Exhibit A. Why Gronk should have a statue as we speak here on Tom Brady Day, the last guy to get one in the city of Boston. If Ray Lewis has a statue, Gronk deserves a statue.
No,
Lewis meant more to the Ravens than Gronk meant to the Patriots.
Best tight end in the history of the game?
I don't think he is, first of all. But even if he was, I don't know. You know, Brady's already there. He's not on Brady's level.
Yes, you have a little statue collective.
And by the way, there shouldn't be a Ray Lewis statue. I think we all agree with that, right?
Okay.
Let's not move our standards to what Baltimore is doing.
Well, there is. It's their fault.
All right, there should not be one. Okay, Rick Pitino.
Oh, no, God.
Ken.
Dead, dead, dead.
I actually am cool with Rick Pitino.
What?
Am cool with Rick Pitino. You know, I stole the ball from his kid in high school in a basketball game. No joke. Richard Pitino. We went to St. Sebastian's.
Dick Pitino?
Came over and trapped at midcourt, stripped it away. Back
great story.
For a layup the other way.
Sick rag
thank
there.
You. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I'm cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got like some shenanigans sexually that I wasn't cool with.
Right.
So
I
dead
hated
to me.
Him.
So dead to me. Him. Yeah, yeah. Not a big fan.
Just think about the lowness of coming here, thinking you're going to get Tim Duncan, not getting Tim Duncan, and then just basically quitting and going home. Like, he just, at that point, he didn't get him, and he decided, I'm not going to try anymore. This is it, I'm leaving.
True.
I mean, how...
He should be dead to me, but I don't know. For some reason, he isn't.
How does that not stick?
No. All right, there's way too many good names on this list. We might have to pick this up a little bit later on with our... Hey, what was the name of this segment? Let's hear the intro one more time, because it's too good to waste. Let's hear it again. Let's go, baby. We got it.
It's time for a hate check. Hate check.
That's actually Ken singing that, right? We finally got him in the studio.
Don't let me show you the other side.
Of course. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back. It's 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, and Christian Arcand. You can call us right now at 617-779-7937. That's my way, the preferred way that I like to communicate with people. I don't keep social media on during the show. It's just too distracting. Too many things going on at the same time. And also the Odyssey app is a great place where you can go on there, go to the little microphone, leave us a message and launch us a take grenade. We play that a little bit later on in the show. I am very interested because we are down at Fenway right now. I'm very interested to see what the crowd reaction is going to be because this team has had a lot of low points. They've never been this low, not just statistically, but also with even Sam Kennedy coming out and just saying, I can't make any excuses anymore. This team's absolutely awful. Like even ownership, not ownership, but even management is saying what we've been saying for what seems like forever about this team is that they don't seem to have any hope. As a matter of fact, this whole, hey, they're going to try to do whatever they can to get some sort of big bat in here. I think the term that Sam Kennedy used was, we might be pivoting.
Oh, it's my phrase.
That's right. He might be pulling a Ken Laird pivot and not be going down that road, which means, yay, this season is going to stink, and they're relying on Roman Anthony, Garrett Crochet to come back, and it doesn't sound like Garrett Crochet is coming back anytime soon. And Roman Anthony, that's just when there's no news about anything, and that, you know, even Chad Tracy just doesn't have the best face when you ask him about it. That's going to be a while as well.
Well, and so the news on that is Garrett Crochet just spoke. Our Rob Bradford chatted with him. He'll be on at 5 o'clock Bradfo, and he said, Crochet says he kind of misspoke. It wasn't really the lat. It's the shoulder. There was no setback. However, he will not be back before the All-Star break. And at that point, I can't imagine he pitches at all this year. Why would you come back in the second half if you're that far out of it?
Yeah.
But to that first point, Rich, with all these people around, all these Scottish kilts that pass us every year second here at Fenway, this is a godsend for the Red Sox. There is so much international flair now coming into Fenway for the next week. Everybody's confused as to what the hell is going on in the field. There will be no booing. There will be no paper bags.
Well, no. I think the Scotchman, I guess they wear bags on their heads when they go to the games. They pay so much money, I can't even see. Like, I guarantee you they're going to think that's just what it is.
I'm telling you, yes.
Okay, over under on how many bags are going to be in the audience today.
I think if you get
too hot tonight,
a half. I don't expect it tonight.
You don't expect
There's
it at all.
Too much international goodwill.
There's not going to be one person with a bag on their head.
No,
tonight.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I thought so yesterday, but I've changed.
Stiz, are you going?
Yes.
Well, you can bet on this on couch.
Oh, Stiz, you are going.
Yes, I am.
Are you bagging it?
Absolutely.
WEI, your home of the Red Sox.
No, I don't know. Mike Thomas may be upset at me.
No, of course you are not going to be doing that. Wink. But I guarantee you, you're going to see that. And I think that that's one of the only ways that ownership actually gets the message. They don't like to be embarrassed. And obviously, everyone wants to see this team play well, and everyone wants to see them, you know, back up and running. But the Breslow thing is embarrassing. The team where they're at right now and the dysfunction behind the scenes is embarrassing. And as I said, the only thing that I can take a look and say could be working, and none of us even know it, is that Chad Tracy might be keeping that clubhouse from turning on each other. Because when a team is this bad, you hear about sniping, you hear about things getting leaked out, and it's been pretty quiet. So I don't know if that's the case, but maybe, just maybe, there's other teams that are taking a look at what Chad Tracy is doing, despite, I mean, you can't win. They all know that you can't win. You've heard what other GMs and other scouts are saying about this team. You know, the pieces that they've put out there to try to win every game, it's embarrassing. So you can't expect Chad Tracy to just perform a miracle and get that out of these guys. But one thing that it looks like has been going right is that there's not a lot of sniping back and forth.
Mickey Gasper is getting new bats delivered, and he's hitting leadoff tonight. So if those come in time, you could see some change.
Oh, boy.
You also have Sonny Gray on the mound tonight, who is 7-1. He's true. The one guy that we've, Arcane, you and I agreed, is redeemable on this team.
Yeah, him and Contreras. So that's how Craig Breslow should begin and end every single sentence that he ever has, yeah, by saying Wilson Contreras and Sonny Gray. By the way, Crochet, team player for taking the rap on that. He didn't have to. He didn't have to be like, oh, I misspoke. He didn't misspeak. It is worse than anybody thought. He's been out for how long? I mean, come on. Like, obviously, it's worse than you initially said. Everyone said it was a mild lat strain. He wouldn't be on the IL that long. And now it's like he won't be back before the All-Star break. That's exactly right. Crochet, I think, is either trying to be a team player or someone told him, hey, go out there and say you misspoke. But I think Crochet has enough, you know, enough resume to be like, all right, I'll take the rap.
Rich, maybe your point, Chad Tracy pulled him aside and they're doing the right thing. They're at least acting in a proper manner the last 2 days in terms of their PR spin.
Could be. All right, John on line one. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Ken.
Yep.
You can't be this dumb. You're an engineer, for Christ's sake.
Yes, he can.
This stadium is full every year, 3 million deep, of nobody that wants to go to the Red Sox game that lives here, but because of that big stupid wall and because of the pesky pole and all the nonsense that's associated with that dump, I cannot stand it. Have a raffle and start selling raffle tickets so that you can push the little plunger to blow up Fenway Park and bring back a Three River Stadium and make this team be supported by local fandom. The World Cup crowd has nothing to do with this, because every asshat from Anchorage, Alaska to Augusta, Georgia brings their wife and two kids to have the hot dogs and the ice cream and stand by the big stupid wall and have the Fenway tour and get their picture taken with the statue outside. Nobody comes here from Boston. It's like people saying, geez, I voted for Kennedy. He won every year the election. I never heard of anybody vote for Ted Kennedy, but still he sat there every year. It's the same goddamn thing with this team. Nobody from this area is going to the games. Nobody wants to go to the games because they don't have to buy the proper players anymore since everybody else comes. Why waste the money on the product? And that's why this team is where it is.
John, great call. By the way, and that's a caller that Jackson gave a 4.
Bump him up to a 4.5.
I was going to say, that's a 4.5. Oh, yeah. Yes, he bumped himself up. Started off as a 4, and it went to a 4.5.
The call was so good, I have no rebuttal. I mean, it was just that it was that impressive. However, yes, there are a lot of pink hats.
You're flustered. I love this.
It's a good point. I mean, yes, but we have seen bags on heads here before. I don't think
this season we've seen bags on heads.
So there have been people here that have vocalized it or expressed it. I don't think this weekend is the weekend it's going to come to a crescendo.
Well, if not this weekend, then when? Like, this is as bad as it gets.
Next Yankees series, maybe? Once the World Cup fever dies down and you get a team in here that's really pounding you and it gets to a rock bottom, I think they're going to
might not care enough by then.
Well, that's honestly true.
I mean, maybe the apathy may set in by then. Okay. That's what they should be scared of.
So that's a great point. Yeah. And the only thing that embarrasses ownership more than, you know, fans going out there with bags in their head is apathy, when they just people stop talking about them, people stop caring. I just think that this team has been such an absolute dumpster fire that there's something to talk about every day. Like, I mean, there's all this crazy crap that's going on. The Breslow thing really is, to me, is standing out as being something that they might have to make a move on. And you said that Sean McAdam said he would be absolutely shocked if by the end of the season, Craig Breslow is still here.
That is surprising from McAdam, because with the lockout looming, I don't think it's that crazy to think at this point they'll just keep him until the labor dispute is settled, right? I mean, what is there to GM in the offseason this coming year?
I just think they're saving face, too. Like, I mean, just to the fans. Like, this is what the fans want.
Well,
they want him gone.
But then do it before the trade deadline. That's what I don't get. Like, why?
Right, I said the same thing. Yeah. I've been saying that.
Either do it now or you don't do it until after the labor dispute. There's no point in doing it in September. What's the point of that?
I don't know. All I know is that Shaughnessy, this was the best thing from his article this morning, is because he talked to what he is calling the Cora 7? Is that
Cora 7? Yeah, the guy includes one of them is Veritek. We know that.
That's right, with the thumbs like down in the photo.
Yeah.
He said, "I believe Breslow is safe because the Sox are only 2 months removed from April seismic shakeup and don't want to appear as unstable as they obviously are. Ownership hitched its wagon to Breslow when Cora and company were fired, and now they have nowhere to run. Quote, they cannot fire Craig, one of the, quote, Cora 7 told me Thursday, quote, because if they fire him, why did they fire us? I mean, that does make them look pretty bad.
It does, but they suck too. Like, you know, like you got fired because you also sucked. Like, they didn't want to fire everybody all at once.
Right.
And so they're spacing it out. That's what it is. It doesn't mean you were good. You know, like, why'd they fire? Because you suck too. That's
fine. And they were likable. Cora 7. Breslow and his people are not. Like, the harder job was firing Cora and explaining that to the fans. This is the easy part.
Yeah, right. And I've been saying this, the reason that he might be sticking around is because Breslow is a human shield for John Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone can scream at Craig Breslow and John Henry's not getting any of the crap, but once Breslow's gone, you're wide open. So that might be a reason they're just going to keep him for the rest of the season. They know the team's bad. It's not going to get any better before the end of the year, so why not just sit there and take it, bite your lip, and hopefully do something when the offseason comes around. All right, in happier news, the Celtics might be making a major change. The Giannis talk has in the last 24 hours blown up, and it was dead for a while, but now Bill Simmons has come out, Kevin O'Connor has come out, and Sam Amick from the New York Times and The Athletic has said that, believe what you're hearing, the Celtics are in. And as a matter of fact, Kalshi has gone from 9% 2 days ago chance of Giannis being a member of the Boston Celtics to, what'd you say, it was up at like 40?
40. Now? 41 Heat, 40 for the Celtics. And Ira Winderman, who's covered the Heat for 38 years, said the Giannis to Boston smoke is, quote, very real, and the Celtics are looking to find a third team for Jaylen Brown.
Awesome. John Corrales, who we love having on, he is a Celtics insider. He wrote a great article about this. We will talk to him next in 2 minutes. We're not going anywhere. 2 minutes, we'll be on with John Corrales about Giannis.